This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Another of the sessions this morning was on cosmic carbon, and I'm here with Dr. Paul Woods to find out about his thoughts.
So today I talked about doing some chemical modelling of extragalactic carbon stars. So we have some observational evidence from Spitzer spectra. These are mid-infrared spectra that in carbon stars we see a very rich chemistry in the circumstellar regions, and we find very strong absorption features due to acetylene, which is a very important molecule when you're looking at the chemistry around carbon stars. It feeds a lot of other carbon chemistry, and we find lots of long carbon chain molecules forming. And so we see this sort of indirectly from observations, but nobody has really looked at what effect this has on the circumstellar chemistry and in the formation of complex molecules.
So you're looking around the stars, not actually at the stars?
Right, yes. So what we see in the Spitzer observations is the entire star. The modelling that I've been doing is in the regions around the stars, yes, because they're the regions that are most interesting from a chemistry point of view. That's where we find all the large complex molecules.
And so what does this tell us about carbon stars?
This tells us a lot about the molecules that they produce and then push into the interstellar medium. And by observing these molecules, these complex molecules in some cases, we can find out a lot about the sort of physical parameters of the carbon stars as well, their temperatures, the rates at which they push out matter into space, and the densities and the radiation fields that we find in these galaxies as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.